हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् शंकराचार्य मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः संसारस्वप्नतुल्यो हि रागद्वेषादिसंकुलः स्वकाले सत्यवद्भाति प्रबोधे सत्यसद्भवेत् Have you done the seventh also? Not eighth. Tavat satyam jagat bhati. Shuktikarajatam yatha. Yavanna. ज्ञायते ब्रह्म सर्वाधिष्ठानमद्वयम् Before we go in there, we have to in reality I am pure consciousness existence Brahma. My real nature. What is the real nature of the individual? What am I really, in reality? I am Brahma. Aham Brahma. My real nature is reality. But what happened? I, the self, am the consciousness existence, the limitless reality, Brahman. But now I am a jivaha. How come I, the self, am Brahma became this jivaha, the individual limited being? What is that So here, the two reasons are given. Because of the adhyasaha. The adhyasaha, because of the superimposition, adhyaropaha or adhyasaha, you can say. Adhishtanam Brahma has become what now? Isn't it? Become a jiva. What is the adhyasaha here? How adhyasa made Brahman the jiva? How adhyasa made the limitless reality Brahman the limited individual? How jivatvam has become, how jivatvam becomes superimposed upon Brahman, Brahman, who is in reality of what no limitless reality, who is of the rich nature of limitlessness. This says the Brahman, how we should say here, I itself am Brahma, the limitless reality is endowed with Maya Shakti. I itself am Brahman, endowed with Maya Shakti. This is a fact. When I say I mean the real consciousness existence. I itself am Brahman, endowed with Maya Shakti, the creative power. And this Maya Shakti is otherwise called Moola Vidya. This Moola Vidya, Moola Avidya. Moola Avidya is another word for Maya Shakti. And this Moola Vidya, this Maya Shakti, is of the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, when this Moola Vidya, the Maya Shakti, is of two aspects, Vikshepa Shakti and Avarna Shakti. Now what are we understanding? How Jivatvam got superimposed upon Brahman. How Atma, the Brahman, in reality Brahman, became a Jiva, a limited individual. So we are talking about now this Maya Shakti. The Shakti is of, the Shakti operates, and the Shakti is of two aspects, Vikshepa Shakti and Avarna Shakti. And when Vikshepa Shakti starts operating, it brings the whole, the undifferentiated, unmanifest universe into manifestation. And differentiated. The whole universe which existed already, the entire prapancha. When you say entire prapancha universe, it includes the individual body, mind, sense complex. You'd never forget. Maya Shakti, when it starts, okay, the Vikshepa Shakti aspect of Maya, when it starts operating, the entire prapancha, inclusive of the individual body, mind, sense complex, including my this present individual body, mind, sense complex, which was originally potentially unmanifest and undifferentiated, it brought the entire universe into differentiated manifestation. Brought that into manifestation. And is bringing the potentially existent, unmanifest, undifferentiated universe into differentiated manifestation, thereby making it differentiated, itself is what now called a srishtihi. And a srishtihi, the creation. What is creation? Bringing the already existent, potentially existent, unmanifest, undifferentiated universe into manifestation, making it differentiated, okay, is called creation. We are defining creation now. That means there is no creation, it's only manifestation. But what is known as creation is what now? Bringing the unmanifest universe into manifestation and making it differentiated is what now? Creation. This creation is called first adhyasaha. Okay, from the standpoint of the Maya, okay, what now? Actually, who is now? It's called what now? First adhyasaha. It's called prathamika adhyasaha. So, prathamika adhyasaha or first adhyasaha is what now? Bringing the potentially existent, unmanifest, undifferentiated universe into manifestation, thereby making it differentiated, is called the srishtihi, and the srishtihi is the first adhyasa. Before, everything was one. Everything was one. Everything was unmanifest. What was there was one Brahman, and everything was only Brahman. Everything was potentially existent, but unmanifest, undifferentiated. And how did one become many? Through division and multiplication. For this manifest, for this, that means for this to become many, to become multiplied and divided, also what now? You know, what is the behind Vikshepa Shakti? And this itself is what now? First adhyasa. First adhyasaha. Srishti is prathamika adhyasaha. This is fine. But later on, another aspect of Maya, this also power of veiling. Not, remember, veiling. Power of covering. Avarna Shaktihi starts operating. That's Avarna Shaktihi covers the difference between this created universe and the source of creation, the creator. Actually, I itself am Brahman, created this universe with my own creative power, Maya Shakti. So, who am I? With reference to this creation, the creator is me. Is it, you know, there's no creator other than me. This is reality in real. You know, creator of the universe, me means not which me. Remember, consciousness existence. So there's a creator created the creation, isn't it? This created universe, srishtam jagat, aham srashta jagati srishtam. When the avarna shakti started operating, it covered the difference between the creator and the created. Srashtra, Srishta, Bheda, Avaranam. It covered, what has been covered now? It covered the difference between the creator and the created universe, otherwise called creation, the universe. Got it? And the creation should include what? Your body, mind, sense complex. When this difference between the creator and the created is covered, thereafter what happened? They both got mixed up. The confusion arose. What is the confusion here? There is a transference of dharmas. Mutual transference of dharmas. What is the nature of the jagat? Jagat is of the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, savikaratvam jagataha dharmaha gunaha. Savikaratvam. Vikaraha means modification. Savikaratvam means what? Enjoying the status of being subject to change. Is called savikaratam, being subject to modification, being modifiable. Savikaratam, marikondirukkum tanmai, marihindra tanmai is called savikaratam. Savikaratam is the attribute, dharma, gunaha of the attribute of the universe. When I say being subject to change is the attribute of the universe, I wish include what? One's body, mind, sense complex. Is it clear now? Okay. And what happens? And what is the nature of Brahman? I, the self, am Brahman. Nature of Brahman is Satyatvam. Satyatvam means what? Satyatvam means being existent, independently, eternally, beginninglessly, changelessly, endlessly, independently, existent is what? Being real. So, what is the nature of the Atma, the Brahman? Satyatvam is the Atma, Paramatma, Brahma, Swarupam. Being real is the nature of the reality. And being subject to modification is the attribute of the universe. Satyatvam, Brahma Swarupam, Atma Swarupam. Savikaratvam jagataha dharmaha gunaha. Is it clear now? Now, because of this avarana shakti, because of the covering of the avarana shakti, it covers what? Because of the covering of the difference between the creator and the creation. What happened now? There is paraspara, mutual transference of dharmas. Atmanaha satyatvam, now, is jagati aropitam. You give the nature of the reality to the universe and stake the universe as real. You understand the created universe. You see the universe as real. Now, jagat is satyam. You think you have given the satyatvam, the nature of atma swarupam, nature of the atma, is given to what? No, transferred to the Jagat. And you take Jagat as real. Then what is the nature of the Jagat? Savikaratvam. Savikaratvam, the nature of the attribute of the universe, is superimposed upon what? No, as the nature of the Atma. How do you take the nature of the universe, Havikaratvam, as the nature of the Atma, Brahman? When you say in the expression, I itself am Brahman in reality, which has no beginning, no end, no change, etc. But now what I say, I am born, I am going to die, I am getting old, etc. What happened? What is his physical body? Jagat. Part of the Jagat. This physical body has birth. Physical body grows old. And the physical body is going to die one day. So death, birth, all the changes of the physical body, all the attributes of the change, modifications, being subject to modification, is the nature of the Jagat. Okay? Being subject to change is the nature of the Jagat, means the body, isn't it? So taking the attributes of the body, the superimposition of the attributes of the body upon the Atma, which is Brahman, is what? No, the transference of the Anatma Dharmaha Atmani Adhyaropaha. And Anatma Dharmasya Aropaha Atmani. Atmanaha Swarupam Anatmani Aropaha. There is superimposition of the nature of the Atma upon the Anatma. Anatma Prapancha's nature is what now? Superimposed upon the Atma. It's called mutual transference. Even this transference is false transference. We are going to see that later on. Is it clear now? Therefore, it's called Anyonya Adhyasaha. So, mistaking the Anatma Gunas for the Atma Gunaha, mistaking the Jagat Gunaha for the Brahmanaha Gunaha. Listen now. Taking the nature of the body, as the nature of the Atma, is also what now? Second Adhyasa. First Adhyasa, the creation itself, is called what? Prathamika Adhyasa. And what is second Adhyasa? Taking the Jagat's universe's attribute as the attribute of the Atma is what? No, second Adhyasa. Then seeing the world as real is also what? No, Anyonya Adhyasa. Anyonya Adhyasa means what? No, mutually transferring, even though it's a false transference, there's not real transference, mutually transferring the attributes of one upon the other is called Anyonya Adhyasa. Is it clear now? We are going to learn so many things about Adhyasa. This is how you say become what now? This is how the individuality has come. How I itself am the limitless Brahman reality became Jivaha, the limited individual. Not really, notionally. What is the reason for the notion to be there? I am a limited individual. For the notion to be there, isn't it? Notion has come somehow. It is because of what now? this confusion. Why there's confusion? Because difference is covered. Why the difference is covered? Because of the operation of the Avarna Shakti. Why the Avarna Shakti covers? Because Vikshepa has already projected the universe. Is it clear now? It's a different way of seeing it. Don't ask why the Vikshepa has projected. Isn't it? Vikshepa has projected. So here, what do we do in Vedanta class? We are not going to do anything about Vikshepa projecting the universe. We do not need to do anything about Vikshepa's creating the universe, bringing the universe into manifestation. We cannot stop it. We don't need to do anything about it. All that we need to do is we take care of the operation of the Avarna Shakti. We only, not even the operation of the Avarna Shakti, we only understand what this Avarna Shakti is, what it does, what it covers. So we only remove the Ajnanam. Removal of ignorance is Avaranam. Remove the Avaranam, remove the covering. Then you see the Vivek, have the discriminative knowledge. Remove the cover of ignorance, then see clearly through the eye of knowledge the difference between Atma and Anatma, Brahma and the Jagat. Do you need to remove the Anatma, the Jagat, to see the Brahman? No. You cannot remove the Jagat physically. You cannot remove the body, mind, soul complex physically. You need not remove also. Without removing anything physically, cognitively you can differentiate. So cognitive differentiation of Atma and Anatma through the removal of Avaranam is what now? Is again claiming one's Brahmatvam. Claiming one's Brahmatvam means what? One's already what one is, going back to one's real nature. How do you go? Not physically, cognitively, isn't it? Is what reclaiming once you claim your real nature. Claiming one's Brahmatvam. Do you attain Brahmatvam or you claim Brahmatvam? Very important. Brahmatvam is what? Status of being Brahman, the limitless reality. Does one need to attain Brahmatvam? One can never attain the status of being Brahman because one is already Brahman. One's real nature is already Brahman. Whenever you say I, what is that real, what is the reality referred to by I? Actually, the Brahman, the consciousness existence. Therefore, you can never become Brahman. You cannot attain the status of being Brahman, Brahmatvam, but you can claim the status of being Brahman. That claiming the status of being Brahman is possible only when you cognitively differentiate, discriminate, have the discrimination of the Atma and Anatma, Brahman and Prapanchaha. How you can do that? By removing, the covering. By removing the cover of ignorance. Understand? And which is what? Attainment of freedom. Therefore, here what happens? There is, who created this universe? Brahman did not create the universe, but there is no creator other than Brahman the Paramatma. Why? Because the whole universe was potentially existent as Maya, and the whole universe became manifest and manifested as the Jagat, which is not outside of Brahman, Paramatma. Why? Maya has no independent existence outside of Brahman, the Atma, Karanam. And Maya as the Karyam Jagat also. Karanam also, Maya has no independent existence. And as the Karyam also, it has no independent existence. Therefore, Jagat is Maya Karyam. And Maya is what now? Has no independent existence outside of Brahman, the Atma. Therefore, Maya is always Mithya. Because it has no independent existence, it is as good as non-existent only. We say, therefore, the whole universe is what now? Actually, Brahma. Is it, where does the universe exist? Potentially, where does it exist? As Maya, Mula Vidya, not outside of Brahman. Avarana Shakti is Thula Avidya. Vikshepati is Mula Avidya. Understand, now we talk about all these things. All Shakti only, Maya Shakti only. So the whole Prapanchaha, where does it exist? Never outside of the Self, Brahman, the consciousness existence. What is the Self? What is I in reality? Brahma. So where does the universe exist? As potentially and as a manifest universe. Never outside of Brahman. Therefore, what did we see? This universe really exists where? Only in oneself. One's self. What is one's self? Brahma. What is Brahma? Limitless reality. What is the limitless reality? Consciousness, existence. But how does it look now? It looks. Is it real, this Jagat? Mithya. Who is Satyam then? I itself am Brahman, this Satyam. The whole Prapancha shines in me. Is what now? Actually, Mithya. Mithya Prapancha is Satyam Brahma. All that is here is only me, the Brahman. When I say me, don't think it's the physical body, okay? I'm talking about the consciousness existence. The whole universe is what now? Brahman. I itself am Brahma. This is the truth. But now how do we see? We see the universe outside of us. And how does it look? The Mithya Prapancha is now appears to be real also. Mithya universe is taken to be Satya Prapancha. And is which shines in you, it seems to be shining outside of you. Understand? Satyatvam, Mithyatvam, what no? Satyatvam and Bahyatvam also. Does it exist outside of you, independent of you, distant from you? No. That's why, what did we see last class? We have seen Satyavat Bhati. Isn't it? We have seen it last class. It's continuation, so I want to put it differently. Have you got it today, what I said? Therefore, and what? That's why, how long does it appear to be real? As long as one remains ignorant of this self, as long as his ignorance is, this universe appears to be outside and real, like the dream, how the dream appears to be real, actually for the waker, appears to be real, and it's as though it's outside of oneself. How long? As long as there is sleep. What makes the waker see the dream as though outside of himself and as though it is real? It is the sleep. The sleep wasn't there, he was a waker. He would have been a waker. Isn't it? But he cannot be a waker then. For the dream to appear real and appear as though outside of him, there must be what? No. The sleep covers the difference. Is it clear now? And waking up from sleep, he sees the whole dream being himself, non-separate from himself. Similarly, here also, what now? That's what we saw in the last class. The whole prapancha is not outside of oneself. Okay. Well, next class, next verse also we have seen. And this jagat, shuktikayam rajatamiva, it looks real as long as one does not recognize Brahma Swarupam. As long as one remains ignorant of Brahman, so long will this universe, what now, be taken for real. Jagat satyam bhati. As long as one does not know what is on the seashore is seashell, and it is natural for him to see the seashell as the silver. And here I have to tell you two things. Like this shuktika rajatam, we can also say what now? Rajatas this sarpa rajjuhu. Rajjuhu means rope. And the sarpaha is snake. As long as one does not see the rope, one will see what now? Only the snake. Only in the wake of knowledge of what is rope. And only then the snake will resolve in that. Similarly, we have two examples, isn't it? One is, this is not given here, so I have to tell you. Like how one sees the non-existent snake on the rope. One takes the snake as real. How long will one snake becomes real? As long as one does not see the rope. How long one takes the silver, the seashell for the silver? As long as one does not know the seashell. Similarly, how long one takes the jagat for the real universe, reality? As long as one does not know Brahman. As long as one does not know the reality, the adhishtanam, the reality which lends exist. What is adhishtanam? Adhishtanam is that which lends existence to something else. That's called adhishtanam. So water is the adhishtanam for the namarupa ocean. Similarly, Brahman is adhishtanam which lends existence to the namarupam prapancha. Gold is the adhishtanam which lends existence to the ornament, name and form ornament. Adhishtanam is that which lends existence, which lends life, is the adhishtanam. And the adhishtanam is what now? Non-dual to secondless. Advayam adhishtanam. So Brahman, the Advayam, non-dual, secondless reality which lends existence to the entire Namarupam Jagat, as long as it is not known, so long this universe will appear to be real. Like, as long as the rope, one remains ignorant of the rope, snake will appear to be real. As long as one does not know the seashell, the silver will appear to be real. So will the universe will appear to be real as long as one remains ignorant of Brahman. Here why two examples. See this sarpa darshanam chases you away stands for aversion. And Rajata Dashan stands for passion. Isn't it? One is object of pleasure, one is object of pain. One stands for, one is desirable, one is undesirable. One chases you away, one attracts, draws your attention towards itself. One is attractive, one is driving. One drives you away, isn't it? So two exams stand for two things. Understand now? So both are one now. Really speaking, what you understand is, anything you seem to be real, pain and pleasure, okay, desirable and undesirable, they all seem to be so real. What is mithya is taken to be satyam because of Brahma Adhishtana Ajnanam. Because of what? No. Adhishtanam is Ajnanat. Due to the ignorance of the reality which lends existence. What is that which lends existence to the snake? Rope. What is that which lends existence to the silver? The seashell. What is that which lends existence to the universe? Brahman. Adhishtana Ajnanam. As long as that is there, then mithya will be mistaken for satyam. As long as you mistake the mithya for satyam, there is samsara. Is it clear now? How long there will be samsara? So, based on Padmapada Tika. Okay. Now we'll go to the next verse. It continues now. Upadane khila dhare. Upadane akhila dhare.
Upadane akhila dhare.
Jaganti parameshware.
Jaganti parameshware.
Sargasthiti layan yanti.
Sargasthiti layan yanti.
Budbudani vavarini.
Budbudani vavarini.
So, upadanam itself means what? That which is taken, that which is used as material cause is called upadanam. Who is upadanam of the prapancha? Maya. Who is Maya? Brahman. Maya is not outside of Brahman. Brahmatma. Okay, upadane. Brahman is what now? Upadana adhishtanam. Like ghatasya upadanam is ghatasya adhishtanam. Clay is the upadanam of the ghataha, the pot. Therefore, clay is the adhishtanam. Like that, for the whole jagat, what is adhishtanam? Brahmatma. Adhishtanam is Brahman. Why you say Brahman is Adhishtanam? Because we do not count Maya as a parallel reality. You have to remember this. Maya, Shakti, is not counted as a parallel reality. That means what? Maya is something which is mithya. Mithya means what? It cannot exist independent of Brahman. Therefore, we look at Maya also as what now? Brahma Shakti. What is the adhishtanam, upadanam of this whole prapancha? Brahman. Brahmani. Okay? Adhishtane Brahmani. Upadane Brahmani. But that this upadana, what now? Vivarta upadana karanam. Brahman as consciousness existence without undergoing any change, remaining as consciousness forever, using its Shakti, the power of Maya, operating this creative power, it creates the whole universe, becomes the whole universe. Is it clear now? Therefore, upadane, ಇದು ಅಖಿಲ ಆಧಾರೆ. ಅಖಿಲ ಆಧಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ? ದಿ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಮ್, ದಿ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ಅಖಿಲಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಂಟೈರಿಟಿ, ಎಂಟೈರ್. ಅಖಿಲ ಆಧಾರ, ಅಖಿಲಸ್ಯ ಆಧಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಉಪಾದಾನಂ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವಿವರ್ತ ಉಪಾದಾನ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ದಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ ದಿ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರೇ, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಉಪಾದಾನಂ? ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಉಪಾದಾನ? ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅಖಿಲ ಆಧಾರಂ? ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್? ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್? ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನನ್ ಅದರ್ ದನ್ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ? ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ? ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅದರ್ ದನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅದರ್ ದನ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ದಿ ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಸಿವ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. There is no Ishwara other than Atma, the all-pervasive self, the Brahman. And who is this Parameshwara Brahman? Akhila Adhara, support or substratum of the entire universe. How become support? Because lends existence. How does Parameshwara lend existence to the whole Jagat? By lending existence to what? Now, very Maya. He lends existence to the whole Prapancha. Understand now? And also what now? Upadhanam. So having, is it clear now? Lends existence to the appointed Jagat. Sarga sthiti layan yanti. Jaganti, therefore Parameshwara, that Parameshwara only. Jaganti means plural word of Jagat. Jagat is singular. Jaganti is what now? Plural word. Takarantaha. ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ ಜಗತ್ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಚನೆ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಿಭಕ್ತೋ ಬಹುವಚನೆ ಜಗಂತಿ ಇತಿ ರೂಪಂ. ಓಕೆ, ಜಗಂತಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಸ್, ಪ್ರಪಂಚ, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲುರಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ನೆಟ್ ಜಗಂತಿ. ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರೇ ಏವ ಆಲ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕಾಸ್ಮಾಸ್. They what know? Sarga sthiti layan yanti. This entire universe, what know, becomes manifest, remains potentially, remains existent, potentially existent where? Unmanifest, undefined condition in Parameshwara. And remaining existent potentially, undifferentiatedly in Parameshwara, it becomes manifest also where? In Parameshwara, which is called Srishti. Having come into manifestation, having become manifest also, where does it exist? Only in Parameshwara. And having been manifest, again it becomes unmanifest, which is called Pralayaha. Where does it resolve? In the same Parameshwara. So sargaha sthiti hi layaha. Okay, sarga sthiti layan yanti. The word, many, the universe, constituent of many words, come in. Now, attain what now? Manifestation. They become manifest, they remain existent, they resolve what now? All these things are happening. Only creation, sustenance and resolution of the universe happens only in Parameshwara, the Upadhanam, the support of the universe. All this was repeat one thing, what? All that is there is only Brahma. Ekameva Advitiyam Brahma and Aham Brahma. The self of every being is Brahman here. The truth of everything is Brahman here. So what is I, what should the I refer to? The truth, the reality, not the mithya. So, therefore, what is aham? Brahma. Is it clear? No. And how? Budbudani iva varini. Varini, again, is the locative case. Vari, varin, shabdaha. So, varini is locative. Varini means in the water. Budbuda, budbudam means a bubble. Budbudani, the water bubbles, they come into existence where they were potentially existent in the water and they become manifest in the water. They exist in the water. They survive because of the water. They resolve also where now? Only into the water. Not outside of the water. Similarly, this maya karyam prapanchaha, always what? Maya karya prapanchaha also comes into existence, comes into manifestation and exists and also resolves into that Brahman, which is the Ishvara Parameshwara, who is the Adhara, Akhila Adhara and Upadanam. Is it clear? Clear or not? Say yes or no. You say no at least. Okay, now we'll go to the next verse, new verse. I need to say take this much time to go to the new verse. Okay? Because I want to say a few things that are this way. Satchidatmanyanusyute.
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 Nitye.
Nitye.
Vishnau.
Vishnau.
Prakalpitaah.
Prakalpitaah.
Vyaktayo.
Vyaktayo.
Vividha sarva.
Vividha sarva.
Hatake.
Hatake.
Kataka divate.
Kataka divate.
Same thing, little differently said. Now here, Vyakti Adhyasaha. Vyakti Adhyasaha means, Vyaktihi means individual. Vyakti Adhyasaha means what here? See, the Sukshma Shariram, the subtle body, varies from being to being. Human Sukshma Shariram is different from the elephant's subtle body. But there is, wherever there is a gross, live, physical body, there definitely subtle body. The plant sukshma is different, ant sukshma is different, mosquito sukshma is different, butterfly sukshma is different, insect sukshma is different, snake sukshma is different, isn't it? Bird sukshma is different. Elephant, lion sukshma is different and human sukshma is different. Amazing, isn't it? How many vyaktis? Vyakti means individual. All these individual, every individual sukshma shariram is different from every other sukshma. So he says, Vyaktayaha vividhaha. Vividhaha vyaktayaha. See, now, Sukshma Shairam obtaining in this gross body is different from the Sukshma Shairam obtaining in other human bodies. But the Sukshma Shairani obtaining in human Shairani are different from the Sukshma Shairani obtaining in animal Sukshma Shairani. Similarly, you can go differentiating the Sukshma Shairani very innumerably. In keeping with what now? Innumerable countless life forms of different species. All vividhaha. vividhaha vyaktayaha, varieties of various types of individual, is it, sukshmas, all of them sarvaha, all of them are, what now, prakalpitaha, all of them have been projected, created. All of them also have to be brought into what? Manifestation. Not, don't think only sthula has been brought into manifestation. All of them also have been brought into manifestation. Prakalpitaha, prakrishena kalpitaha. Without doing any action, they have been brought into manifestation. Isn't it? By the order. The law of creation, the law of the nature, the law of nature is Ishvara. So the, all these have been, what now? They are all existent or what? They were already potentially existent. They all have been brought into manifestation. Prakalpitaha. Where, see, it's all making us think a little bit, same thing. Where have they been brought into existence? Where were they before? Where have they come into manifestation now? Where have they become manifest? Vishnu prakalpitaha. Vishnuhu means what? Parameshwaraha means the Lord. Vishnuhu also means what? The same Lord. Because people have no problem. In India, Parameshwara means we think of Shiva. And Vishnu, we think of Lord Vishnu. One is Namam, one is Pattai. Therefore, we will mistake. Pattai, you won't understand these bad words, okay? So, when you put Vibhuti like this, Shiva. If you put Nam like this, Vishnu. Okay, we think of two different forms. But here, Shankaracharya wants to make it very clear. Okay, two different names given to Bhagavan. Vishnuhu, Shivaha. Why Shivaha is called, Lord is called Shivaha? One who is of the nature of Anandaha, fullness, happiness. Okay, that is why he is called Shiva. Shivanna enna porulna? Nireve vadivanavan. Nireve natta. Shivahan chana nireve. What is Vishnuhu? One who is of the nature of fullness, happiness, auspiciousness is Shivaha. And one who is of the nature of pervasiveness, all pervasiveness is Vishnuhu. Vishnuhu and Shivaha, two different karana pair held to only Ishvara. In keeping with the nature, two different names are given to the only Lord. One who is of the nature of all pervasiveness is Vishnuhu. Sarvam vyapnoti iti Vishnuhu. Ishvaraha, isn't it? Therefore, he says what now? He doesn't want to confuse. People should remember. There is only Ishvara, only Paramatma, that is Brahman. He is called Vishnu, he is called Shiva. So in this sloka, he uses the word Vishnu. All these varieties of different vyaktis, individual sukshmas, all of them also have been created, projected, were brought into manifestation, were only in Vishnu. All pervasive reality. Vishnu prakalpitaha. And who is this all pervasive reality? What is the nature of this all pervasive reality? Does it come and go? The forms come, the names come, the forms go, along with the forms, the names go, but that which is where the Vishnuhu, the all-pervasive reality in which these names and forms come and go, that is eternal. Doesn't come on. Nitye. Okay? Nitye Vishnu. Vishnuhu is Nityaha, but Prakalpitaha Vyaktayaha, the subtle forms and subtle bodies, you know, individual namarupani, they all come and go. Is it clear? Names and forms come and go. but the Adhara remains eternally there. Remains there eternally. It's okay. Nitye Vishnu Prakalpitaha. They are also not outside of the reality. She's all just making it think. Later on it become clear. Nitye Vishnu Prakalpitaha. And he's which sort of Vishnuhu? Vishnu means in Vishnu. In Vishnu means what? In all pervasive reality. Anityam Vyapitrikindra Paramburulil in the where Vyaktigalam Vandasil Hindana. Okay? They all projected. Like what now? In all pervasive gold, we're going to sit later on again. And who is this Vishnu again? Eternal, one who doesn't come and go. Eternally there. And what is that Nitya Vishnu? Satchidatmani Anusyute. Why Vishnu is Anusyutaha Vishnu? Anusyutaha Vishnu means the all pervasive reality is inherent. The Vishnu, one who is inherent. Anusyuta means one who is inherent. How it is inherent? Just as the water is inherent in every wave, in every bubble, just as the wood is inherent in every furniture, gold is inherent in every ornament, any cause is inherent in effect, so this Vishnu, the all-pervasive reality, which is eternal, which is beginningless, endless and changeless, that reality also is what now? Inherent. Anusyuta. Inherent in all of them. Okay? Not only inherent. And what is that which is inherent? What is that eternal, all-pervasive reality inherent in all these projected vyaktis, he says, Satchidatmani. There are adjectives for Vishnu. Satchidatmani Anusyute. What is reality? Satchidatma. This Vishnu, the all-pervasive reality Brahman, the eternal reality Brahman, now this inherent, inseparably inherent reality, the cause Brahman, is nothing but Satchidatma, the self, the consciousness existence self, which is Brahman. Okay? Satchidatmani Anusyute Nitye Vishnu Prakalpitaha. Means, who is this Vishnu? All per. We have to adjust now. Satchidatma Anusyutaha Nityaha Vishnu. Three adjectives for Vishnu. In that Vishnu, in all-pervasive reality, don't think of Vishnu who means masculine, okay? In all-pervasive reality alone, all these forms, all these vyaktis, what is vyaktiha means? All these innumerably countless individual sukshma sharirani, all of them have been, what now, projected and created. Where? In this all-pervasive, eternal, inherent, is it inseparably inherent, cause the consciousness existence Atma. In the Atma alone, all of them are there. What is the Atma? The self. What is the self? Satchit, consciousness existence. And what is the consciousness existence, the Atma, the self? That is Nityaha. Nityaha means what now? That which has no beginning, that which has no end, that which doesn't undergo any change. That means what? Independently existent. Beginninglessness is, beginningless implies what? Beginninglessness implied what? Causelessness. Causelessness implies what? Uncaused, causeless. And you know, therefore what now? It is, when you say causeless, what does it mean? Independent, self-existent, Self-existent means what? Independently existent. You got it now? Nityaha means beginningless. Okay, endless, eternal. Eternal means what? Endless and beginningless. Beginningless means what? Causeless. Causeless means what? Self-existent. Self-existent means what? Independently existent. Okay, so independently existent, eternal, all-pervasive reality. In that, consciousness, existence is the reality, which is inherent, inseparably inherent in all the Namarupas. All the Namarupas are what now? Karyas, Karyani. Therefore, Sarvaha Prakalpitaha. All of them are, where now? Created only in that reality. Now all the parts are, what now? Created, where? Only in the clay. It means what? In the clay means what? They are made of clay, they are sustained by clay, and they break also, they resolve into clay. All the ways, what now? Sarvaha tarang, sarve tarangaha. Sarve tarangaha, jale prakalpitaha. Means what? All the waves are brought into manifestation in the water. What is it which brings the waves into manifestation? This order involved. The law of nature. Isn't it? So here, like what? That means the creation is non-separate from the creator. Is there a creation? There's no creation. There's only manifestation. When you say the creator, creator, created are non-separate. There's no division between the creator and the creation. There's no creator, really speaking. There's no creation also. There's only manifestation of what was. Understand now? What is what was. And what is will ever be. Which is Brahman. And like what? Like how these are projected in this, in Vishnu, all pervasive reality, all the sarvaha vyaktayaha katham. Hatake katakadivat. It's called prasa. Prasa means no rhyming verse, you see. Katakam means bangle. Hatakam means gold. Swarne abharanam iva, he could have said. But he won't use some no poetic, his Shankaracharya's poetic expression. Hatake katakam means what? Hatakam means gold. Katakam means bangle. Kataka adi means etc. Not only bangle. Bangle etc. means varieties of ornaments. Not one ornament. Isn't varieties of ornaments. Such as bangle are brought out of gold. Isn't it? Similarly, the whole universe, all the varieties of individual, because individuality comes when? Because sukshma, isn't it? The aham comes when actually? The sukshma sharirani, varieties of subtle bodies, obtaining in different sthulams, all of them also what now? They've been projected, created, brought into manifestation from Brahman, in Brahman, which resolve into Brahman. Okay, that means, is there difference between, distance between gold and ornament? There's no distance between any cause and effect. So also, this prapancha also, being the manifestation of Brahman, which is both efficient and the intelligent cause. There's no distance between Brahman and Jagat. And are they two different things also? No, because Jagat has to be what? No, resolved here as Mithya. Why Jagat is Mithya? Jagat is just the, because Brahman is the Karanam. Jagat is the Karyam. If because Jagat is Karya means it is what now? It is Namarupa. If it is Namarupa, it what now? It is Mithya. Mithya means what? It has no independent existence. It has no independent existence means what? It has no, it is as good as non-existent. So what is there is what? Only Brahman. Now what have you done here now? You have not pushed the universe into anything. Physical pushing is not possible. But cognitively, you have resolved the prapancha. Cognitively resolved. Is it? One has to have resolved as cognitively resolved the prapancha. Only Satyam is Brahma, which is Atma. When you have resolved the prapancha, what have you resolved? Prapancha means any namarupa is prapancha only. Your physical body is part of God. Your sukshma also, vyakti sukshariram also is God. Where is I? It's also God. So I got it. Hatake katakadivate. Repeatedly you have to listen. So all repeated listening is for what? Just to reflect on this. All reflection. Hatake katakadivate.
Yatha kasho rishikesho.
Yatha.
Yathakasho
Yathakasho
Hrishikesho
Hrishikesho
Nano Padhigato Vibhu
Nano Padhigato Vibhu
Tadbedad
Tadbedad
Bhinnavadbhati
Bhinnavadbhati
Tannashe
Tannashe
Kevalo bhavet.
Kevalo bhavet.
Yeah, what I taught you earlier, resolution, we have to understand here better, that one. See, what really causes these differences? Why plurality? Even though it has been avyakritam, everything we talk about it. He says, yatha akashaha. Yatha akashaha. Take the example first today, okay? We have a lot of technical terms here. Akashaha means space. Yatha is an indeclinable word which means just as. Yappadiyo. Akashaha, okay? And then, Hrishikeshaha. Hrishikeshaha is one of the names of Ishvara, the Atma. Why? Because Hrishikam means sense organ. Ishaha means the Lord of senses. Hrishikanam Ishaha, Hrishikeshaha. Shankara wants to use all the names, possible names. Hrishikeshaha means what now? Purangalukkallam Talevan. Lord of the senses. Why he is Lord of the senses? Why do we say Lord, sun as a Lord of the day? Without sun, there cannot be a thing called a day. Imagine, minus sun. Will there be day? Yes, sun wasn't there, but still we had a very good day. Come on, where's a good day? There won't be day at all. It's a good day, it's impossible, isn't it? That's why sun is called Dinakaraha, Dineshaha, Divakara, Dinesha means the Lord of the day. Why do you call sun the Lord of the day? The day will be impossible without the sun. He is Dineshaha. So Lord of the senses means what now? Without whose blessings senses will be what now? Senses will not be senses. Without whose presence, the presence itself is blessing. The presence itself is blessing. Okay? Presence of the Atma itself is the blessing. Because of whose presence, because of whose blessings, senses have the status of being the senses. Is called what? No, Hrishikeshaha. This is another meaning, okay? The Lord of senses. That's the different thing. I'll teach you later on how, you know, they bless the senses. That's a different teaching. I'll teach you another context. Now we understand this much. Our interest is not to understand the meaning of the word Hrishikesha. We only say what? No. Who is Hrishikesha? Ishvara, the Lord. Who is the Lord? All-pervasive reality, Vishnu. Who is all-pervasive reality? Brahman. There is no other Lord other than Brahman, the reality, which is Atma, the Self. Therefore, he says, Upadhi gataha vibhuhu. Vibhuhu means what now? Vividham bhati iti vibhuhu. One who shines as everything, one who shines as many is called a vibhuhu. Like, who is Vibhuhu with reference to ocean? Who is the one, what is that which shines as every wave? That which shines as all the waves is water. With reference to ocean, water is the Vibhuhu. Similarly, what is that which shines as all the varieties of beings, not one being, is called Vibhuhu. Hrishikeshaha, Vibhuhu. What happened here? How it is, now he says upadhigataha. Upadhigataha. Upadhihi means that anything which throws its attributes falsely, anything which gives its attributes falsely upon to something, anything which transfers its attributes to something which is close or is it near, does it really? No, falsely. Okay? Falsely transfers its attributes to something which is near, not far. It's called upadhi. Upa means near. Adhiyate or adadhati iti upadhi. Samipe stitva sviyan gunan. Okay, sviyan gunan anyasmin adadhati. Samipe stitva sviyan dharman anyasmin. Samipaste anyasmin vastuni adhadati iti upadhi. So that which falsely transfers its attributes to something which is near. Called upadhi. I'll give the example. See, when I put all the different color petals, rose petals, in this glass jar. The glass jar looks colorful. Glass jar looks what now? Colorful. The glass jar is crystal clear, bright and clear. But the glass jar looks colorful when it is filled with colorful petals. And does the color belong to the glass jar or does the color belong to the petals? Petals. But have these petals really transferred their color to the glass jar? No. But have they falsely transferred their color to the jar? Yes. Therefore, for the glass jar, the flowers, where are they? You put the flowers there and the glass jar is here, they cannot transfer their gunas to the glass jar. Samipe sthitva. Upa means what? Samipe. Okay, it should be being in proximity. Okay, being in adjacently, closely, remaining closely. That which throws its attributes falsely, not really, through something nearby is called what? No, upadhi. Therefore, the flowers, the petals become the upadhi for the glass jar. Is it clear now? Now I say this, a space is here, okay? Space. And we keep a pot. I got so many small bottle, big bottle, big flower wash and big pots also. The space, what now? The space is okay. What is the distance between the space and the enveloping, the object enveloping the space? No distance. But what do we say? Pot space, bottle space, cup space, room space. Are there so many spaces? No. What happened now? With the space being close to this, now pot throws its, isn't it, attribute to the space. So pot becomes the upadhi for the space. Room becomes upadhi for the space. Is it room space? There's no room space. How does the space get the adjective? Room space. Room. Upadhi. Is it clear now? One more example here. Anyway. So here upadhi means, so upadhi gataha. Like one space being, obtaining in different upadhis. Only one space. Space is one, indivisible, is it? Whole, partless whole. Are there many parts in this space? No. Is it divisible at all? No. Nothing can divide this space. But what about all the walls? They are dividing the space. And walls which seem to be dividing the space themselves are standing in space. So they cannot divide this space. So, space is ever indivisible, but these walls seem to be as though they are dividing the space. Really speaking, nothing can divide this space. But what happens? Why do we say pot space, room space, hall space, kitchen space? Because all these upadhis, different walls which envelop and the pot, etc., which object which envelop, which cover this space, occupy this space, what now? They, become upadhis. Because of these upadhis, one indivisible potless whole space seems to have been divided. Indivisible seems to have been divided. Similarly, one indivisible, partless consciousness existence also seems to be divided, appears to be many also because of the upadhis. Upadhigata ghatadi, prakoshtadi, room etc., pot etc., upadhigata akashaha. The space obtaining in different upadhis seems to, though indivisible, partless, seems to be divided. Similarly, one indivisible, partless whole, the consciousness, Atma also, Brahman also, seems to be divided because of the upadhis. What are the upadis? We'll come back and see. It's okay? Because I have to explain to you what is upadi. I'll next class, I won't go back to the old class. Today, purposely went to the old class, repeated, because I want to talk about something differently. I want to talk about the adhyasas. What is adhishtanam? What is adhyastam? Namarup. Understand now? Adhyasta, adhishtanam. I'll teach you all those things next class very clearly. Therefore, upadigataha, is it? So he says, tad bhedat bhinnavad bhati. What is the bhedaha? Bhedat means how one space seems to be divided and appear to be many due to the difference in upadis, isn't it? Bhinnavat bhati, as though pot space is different from the bottle space is different from the room space and kitchen space. So also, why? Because of the upadis. Upadi bhedaha is what now? Superimposed upon the, what now? Upahita bhedaha. Upahitam is what now? Space is upahitam. Pot etc. are upadis. Okay, upahitam, upadhi. So that upon which the attribute is thrown is what is called upahitam. Basically now, bhinnavat bhati, as though it is different, as though pot space is different from the room space. Because of the upadhi veda. Similarly, this pachidatma also, pachidanandam brahma, satyam yanamanantam brahma also, it is one indivisible partless whole. Because of the upadis, okay, this every body, mind, sense complex is upadi. Because of these upadis, it also seems to be divided and many. I'll explain next class. It become Atmabodha will make it very clear, really slowly. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. The continuity in listening only will clarity, will bring about the clarity. Correction received.